Yo fam, hey, before we get in this episode, I want to remind you, we have a Facebook group called the High Cost of Anonymity Facebook group. We love for you to join us, check us out, and always remember, if you haven't already, make sure you give us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Love you, enjoy the episode, holler. Yo fam, today we're going to talk about loving it all. You know, I have this tendency to be up and down emotionally, to be, when things are going well, to be at ease, relaxed, maybe even happy. I wouldn't call it joy or elation because I'm in such a habit of numbing my feelings. This is an interesting thing that's been coming up for me is in our effort to protect ourselves from anger or sadness or grief, we also mute our ability to feel excitement and joy and happiness. But, you know, I have this tendency to be, if things are going well, I'm okay. And if they're not, I'm constantly beating myself up. And the thing that is inspiring me the most currently is Byron Katie calls it loving what is, amor fati, which is a Stoic tenet talking about loving it all, both the good and the bad. I've been down this Wayne Dyer track. I've got a couple of meditations that I really love of his, and they're all about loving how things are. It's accepting that I am created the way that I'm supposed to be. If you're spiritual and you believe that we're, you know, created by God, I think one of my favorite things about what he says is, if you take a bucket of water out of the ocean, is it not the ocean always? And that's this idea that we're made up of the same dust and particles as the universe is. So are we not the universe? Are we not God? Are we not, you know, perfectly created? And I have this tendency to look on social media, judge my work performance, judge how I'm acting and behaving as a husband and a father, and beating myself up when I'm not doing well, and praising myself when I'm doing good, right? So, and what's also a little bit insidious about that is I'm either, for me, this is my deal, is thriving in my ego, thinking I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. Couple notches lower than that, so y'all don't know that I think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, or I'm just an absolute piece of crap. And so I think that the magic in life and the magic in personal development and the magic in being able to be in that nice, safe, comfortable place is one's ability to accept life just the way it is. Like in 12-step rooms, we talk about in step 6 and 7 is the ability to accept ourselves both with our defects of character and our assets. You know, I had journaled this morning about the ability to feel security within insecurity, certain within uncertainty. And I think that's my ultimate goal, because when I make the effort to get to that place, right, I'm no longer looking to the future, worrying about the future, looking forward to the future, thinking that the answers in the future, it's going to be different. I'm no longer regretting the past as if, you know, beating myself up as, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why am I not more productive? Why am I not different? You know, oftentimes in a negative way, fantasizing about how I wish things were as opposed to how I wish things are, right? All of this stuff is what I get out of prayer, meditation, journaling, meetings, personal development, and yet I resist so much. And so that's kind of where I'm at today. I've been obsessing about getting a tattoo on my wrist saying, loving what is. I don't want to just love the good stuff. I want to love the challenge and the struggle and the uncertainty and the build and the, you know, the difficult things in life. I want to be able to remind myself, because even if I'm beating myself up or even if things aren't going my way, I want to be able to remember and feel the love, joy, and gratitude that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, both good and bad. Anyway, what do you think about that message? Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. And I got something cooking. I've been a little bit obsessed about this idea of coming up with some merch, right? This some hoodies, some sweaters, some t-shirts. And I'm not talking about just those Teespring cheapy stuff that has a saying on it. They will have a saying, something like loving what is, or loving it all, or anonymous no more, or something that I think is so clever and cool. But I want it to be high quality merch, something that, you know, when you buy clothes, when you splurge on something that maybe is a little bit expensive and you wouldn't buy normally, and you buy it and you have it for years and years. One of my favorite hoodies is a Super Dry hoodie. It's a brand called Super Dry. And I think we spent somewhere like 80 or 120 bucks on a damn hoodie. But it is my favorite hoodie. It's so well made. And I'm thinking about doing something like that. So if you might be interested in something like that, let me know. I'm kicking around some ideas on maybe creating some stuff. I'd love to hear from you. Check us out on, join our Facebook page. It's a High Cost of Anonymity Facebook group. It's not a Facebook page, it's a Facebook group. Check us out on Instagram, K Preston Moore on Instagram. And I'd love to hear from you. If you know someone struggling or needing help, always reach out, lend a ear. And if you have any questions, holler at your boy. Love you. Holler.